and welcome to episode one of the Groovy Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Nicole, certified holistic health plus empowerment coach, also known as the natural healing coach. As a health coach, I teach busy professionals and purpose-driven leaders. And by that, I mean everyone from a corporate executive to a single mom who is a Girl Scout leader, treasurer at her church, and active in the school PTA, and anyone in between, how to make healthier choices through dietary and lifestyle changes. As a result, they are able to increase their energy, skyrocket their productivity, reduce their stress, and revitalize their overall health and well-being. I practice a holistic approach to health and wellness, which means I look at how all areas of your life are connected and help you to improve your health in a simple and sustainable way. I am so excited as this is our very first episode, and I'm excited about what all we have in store for you. The first episode, along with the second, are a little bit different. The regular format of the show will be an interview style where I bring in various guests who are experts in their respective fields to talk about a variety of different topics related to health and wellness and your overall growth. However, today I wanted to briefly share a little about me and why I created this podcast. For this first episode, I wanted to give you a quick glimpse into my world and gradually peel back more of the layers as we connect every other week on the podcast. I think it's important to give a little bit of background about me, and actually it's a little bit cathartic as I rarely share about my personal life. But my test has turned into a testimony, and ultimately and prayerfully, my hope is that it helps others. So let's get started. A little bit about me. I was born and raised in Houston, and I have one older sister. My parents divorced when I was 4 years old, so I was in a single mom household where I was forced to grow up fast and oftentimes helped take care of the house while my mom worked or was incapacitated from her own health issues. I oftentimes kept myself very busy. I was a very high achiever. I volunteered, I played tennis, I was in various organizations. And by the time I got to high school, my senior year, I was president of both Honor Society and Student Council. And I'm telling you this for a specific reason. On the outside looking in, my life seemed great. I had things, I had TVs, I had phones, I had stereos in my room. I had fun, and people saw that. Or they saw what I wanted them to see. It's sort of like how we do on Facebook today. They weren't aware of the chaos and dysfunction that oftentimes plagued my life, that oftentimes became my norm. As I said, a lot of times my household was chaotic. Various issues with family members and getting caught in the middle of adult issues. I always found myself, again, keeping busy. It kept my mind off of things and what was really going on in my life. It's a limiting habit that I still carry with me until this day. Nevertheless, I was able to channel my energy into something productive and was rewarded for it. I was able to obtain a full scholarship to the University of Texas at Austin, where I studied accounting. Looking back, I was out of the house. I was free, but I wasn't prepared to deal with relationships because I never got to see healthy ones as I was growing up. Looking back, even though I was forced to grow up faster than I should have, I don't think I was prepared for the life of a quote-unquote adult. I made a series of bad decisions, one after the other. In addition, as I've looked back over my life, I now realize that even at that early time in my life, the mental and emotional toll of dysfunction I endured as a child was manifesting itself physically without me knowing and would impact me for years to come. So I'm entering college, it's my first year. Fast forward, I'm pregnant by the age of 19, married with a kid by the age of 20, divorced by the age of 22, and with child again by the age of 23. And I'll let you figure out the background on that and the timeline that goes along with that, because it's way too long to get into on this introductory podcast. But again, we'll peel back the layers in future episodes. Nevertheless, I was determined to finish college, as it was the only way in my mind I thought that I could take care of my kids the way I really wanted to. But what did that mean at the time? I was on food stamps. I went to various food pantries. I was even on WIC and went to the various WIC classes, all while I was in school, all while I was working full time, just to make it day to day. So again, I was working full time, I was in school full time, two kids, single and alone. After that, tons of ups and downs, and plenty of quote unquote baby daddy drama. And again, I want to pause because I know a lot of you who are listening have experienced the same thing. And I want you to really get the impact of how this played a role on my life back then and in the future. I was a single mom. I had no family in the city. I was in Austin at the time. My family was in Houston. I was working full time. I was managing others at that job. While in school full time, taking a full load, getting my master's in accounting. So from there, I acquired bad eating habits. My nutrition was poor. I had no time to work out. Then came illness on top of stress, on top of fatigue, on top of minimal sleep. I was exhausted. I was strained mentally, physically, and emotionally. I would get random illnesses that were more burdensome than debilitating. I had no time to deal with my health. It was an inconvenience to me. I would put a Band-Aid on it, and I wouldn't address the root cause. I had goals. My only focus at that particular time was graduation so I can take care of my kids. So moving forward to 2005, 2006, I graduated with my master's in accounting from the University of Texas. That same year, I started my professional job, which I still hold until this day. I also started dating. And at this time, I was living with a gentleman that I thought I was going to marry when tragedy struck yet again. Late one night, while talking on the phone with him while he was at work, he got hit by a car and died while I was on the phone with him. Life kind of went downhill from there, as expected. I slipped further into depression. I had more and more anxiety. Then, yet after that, there was a series of more tragic events that led to a breakdown and me almost losing my kids. This was around 2007, and I decided to move back home. I had no support system in Austin, and I just couldn't do it by myself any longer. I got a job transfer to Houston and moved in with my dad temporarily. I was still at the same job, just a new city. New focus. I was focused on buying a home for me and my kids. I was focused on my new job, improving myself, trying to move up the quote unquote corporate ladder. By 2009, I had a new house and my kids were getting acclimated to their new life. I was focused on that, on job, on house, on kids. I still hadn't found time to focus on myself or my health. I was back to being busy all the time and never fully dealt with the trauma that had ensued before I moved back to Houston. And when you don't deal with trauma, it starts to manifest itself in other ways. So around the same time when I thought that life was getting better, I started to have a number of physical ailments. I would always have back injuries all the time, debilitating back injuries and joint injuries. And actually, I started seeing a chiropractor who was also a specialist in nutrition, and he's right here in Sugar Land, Dr. Peter Osborne, who practiced functional medicine. And this is when I first started to look at nutrition more, my food allergies, which I didn't know that I had, my gluten sensitivity, which I didn't know that I had, my vitamin deficiencies that I didn't know that I had, insulin sensitivity, and the list goes on. So again, I got that information. I didn't take it as seriously as I should have because again, I was focused on other things. Soon thereafter, once I got settled into my job, into my home, I decided to start focusing on me again. I wanted to lose weight. I started eating right. I started working out. I was still not losing any weight. I still had lots of injuries. I still had back pain, I still had joint pain. And at this time I found out I have other things like a low HDL, my good cholesterol was low, I was pre-diabetic, I had even more food allergies, acid reflux, and the list goes on. But I was determined to start doing things for myself. I started walking with the goal of running. And when I first started, I can barely run a quarter of a mile. I had exercise-induced asthma, shin splints, flat feet, you name it. Every excuse that I could have had to give up, I had. I started going to the gym more. I was working out multiple days a week, but I was still plagued with injuries. And my mindset at the time was no pain, no gain. So oftentimes I would go to the gym, you know, because of my injuries, my ankles would swell up. I would go home, put ice on it, go to the gym the next day. Again, I was putting a Band-Aid on my health issues, on my physical ailments, instead of getting to the root cause. There was no reason for me to be having as many issues as I was at the time. But again, I just tried to find another Band-Aid. I was eating healthy. I was drinking green smoothies, doing everything that I was supposed to do, but I still wasn't losing any weight. So at the time, I was following someone on Facebook, and they said, if you're doing everything right, if you think that you're eating correctly and you're working out and you should be losing weight and you're not, you need to go have your hormones tested and you need to go have your liver checked. And so that's exactly what I did. So in 2015, I found a hormone doctor and I went and got my hormones tested. Even though I had the symptoms of PCOS, it ended up that I had an autoimmune disorder, which I probably had for years before, called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, that impacted my immune system and impacted my thyroid, thus the difficulty with me losing weight. So I wanted to knock it all out. I was on a mission, so I went to several different doctors. I went to a gastroenterologist, had my liver checked, had my stomach checked, because at that particular time I had acid reflux so bad that it would wake me up in my sleep. So then I found out, on top of the Hashimoto's autoimmune disease, that I had fatty liver, lesions in my stomach, and in my esophagus from the reflux. So needless to say, I went into overdrive on my health. The focus wasn't so much of losing weight as it was just finding the root cause and addressing the root cause of all of my symptoms. The weight gain was just a byproduct of the health issues that I had failed to address all of those years. Now, looking back at it, even me obtaining Hashimoto's was a result of the decisions and the lifestyle choices that I made over all of those years. So I researched fatty liver, the natural remedies for that. I researched Hashimoto's, the natural remedies for that. Started focusing on toxins, detoxing, reducing inflammation, looking at what the foods that I ate, the environmental toxins that I was putting on my body or inhaling and ingesting. I started looking at things that I can do to reduce my stress levels. I was told, especially with autoimmune diseases, that reducing the stress was very important to you getting healthy and getting well. So I shifted again my focus from losing weight to addressing the root cause of my health issues. And I remember, even at that period of time, one of the things that I did to reduce stress was started going to those painting classes. At that time, I'm not sure if they were popular in other areas, but in the Houston area, they were really popular. The studios were popping up all over. And I think I've gone to almost every single one in Houston. But for me, it was an opportunity for me, not even if I went with a group, but just going alone, where I was focused on something that wasn't work, that wasn't my kids, that was something else, that was just me time. And for me, that was so helpful in reducing the level of stress that I had in my life, or at least getting away from it for a little bit. So I always say, in retrospect, you don't know how bad you feel until you feel better. And I kind of liken that to when you first get glasses. Like, you know you can't really see, right? But then you go get your eyes tested and you get glasses. And when you put those glasses on for the first time, you don't realize how much you didn't see or how bad your vision was before you got it. And so I felt, when I was able to correct and reverse the symptoms that I had, when I was able to address the root cause, and mind you, I did this within 6 months. I went back to the doctors, got tested, and the doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing. And I knew I was on the right track. So I felt so much better. I didn't know how bad I felt in the first place. And it became a passion of mine. I talked about holistic health to everybody that I knew. At this time, I think it was about 2013, 2014, 2015, I had become a manager at work. And I become so passionate about my health and helping others with their health that I stepped down as manager. because I had found my calling as a health coach. I enrolled in health coach school in 2016 and completed the program. And so the Groovy Beat podcast is just one way that I wanted to continue to share my passion, not only with my family and friends, but also the world. Through the podcast, I want to remove barriers that dismantle the roadblocks that I encountered that detoured me from achieving optimal health all those years. I desire for the Groovy Beat podcast to educate, to empower, and to equip you to make informed decisions about your health and wellness routines. I want to provide you with a complete playlist, a resource discography, if you will, to help you get off the roller coaster and decipher all of the information out there that's both confusing and misleading, and help you get back in the groove of living your best life. I want to thank you for allowing me to share a snippet, brief overview of my story. I hope that it will resonate with you in some way and inspire you to look at your own life, your own playlist, if you will, and feel encouraged. Be sure to go right now and listen to episode 2, where I share a little bit more about the Groovy Beat podcast and outline how you can utilize it as a tool to learn, to grow, and to heal mentally, physically, and emotionally. Until next time, have a groovy day.